By removing the open space designation on the CU-owned land, council said it will provide water, sewer, roads, and other city services for a development that will include 1,100 housing units and 8 academic buildings on a 300-acre site at the entrance to Boulder on U.S. 36. The only pushback came when City Church suggested annexation of the property would begin before the site's flood issues and what to do about them are thoroughly understood. Councilmember Lisa Morzell argued successfully that the process was backwards. And Mayor Suzanne Jones said by making an assumption that annexation was a done deal before flood studies are conducted was bad optics and could create a nasty issue in the November council elections. But the university has wanted a preliminary okay for its development even before flood mitigation studies are done, and that's what worries Jim Morris, who has followed the issue.
I think CU's using preventing floods and providing affordable housing is a currently popular reasons to be able to do something that it's in its own interest, but long-term, and originally this was supposed to be for habitat and for people. It wasn't supposed to be for an intensive development in an inappropriate place. And it's inappropriate both from flood risk and increasing risk on the neighborhoods and increasing risk of the people that CU will put in there, increasing traffic, all the kind of other things.
The controversial CU South land use change was part of an update to the Boulder County Comprehensive Plan. But an equally controversial decision last night was a 7-2 vote to eliminate the comp plan's four-body development review process. Until now, under the comp plan, a sort of Bible for local development, the city council and its planning board and the county and its planning board have had a say in proposed development. But the city would like to limit the county's role over its future expansion and wants the county's planning board to step aside on certain land parcels. Some residents, like Ben Binder, believe that's because the county rejected a proposed Twin Lakes development in Gun Barrel that the city had already approved.
I believe they should have kept the four-body review process because people in the county have to have a large say in what's taking place in areas outside of the city. And in the county planning commission, they have 9 members, while they only have 3 county commissioners. And I think those 9 members are more in touch with what the public wants than the small 3-body county commissioners. And I believe the reason they got rid of the 4-body review is just revenge against the county planning commission for nixing the large residential development that would take place in Twin Lakes. And most of the public was opposed to it. And I believe that eliminating the 4-body review process would not make the decisions made by the city and the county for the comprehensive plan as sensitive to what the public really wants.
Elimination of the 40-year-old 4-body process is not a done deal. Boulder County's Planning Commission will resume debate on the issue July 19th. For KGNU, I'm Roz Brown.